Inbound and outbound capacity. To calculate inbound capacity requirements, the material requirements planning MRP system can be used to prepare a time phase report on what supplies are needed in which quantities from which suppliers. This is called back scheduling, and it can allow logistics professionals to book transportation capacity earlier than would otherwise be possible. When planned requirements are also included based on forecasts of demand, planners can even determine when it is cost-effective to ship some orders early to achieve TLs, CLs, full railcars, and so on. Inbound capacity is often the responsibility of the suppliers. When this is the case, it is similar to outbound capacity from the supplier's perspective. However, if you take the initiative to research the difference in prices between the delivered rate and the base rate, you can determine if you have the capability to handle that transportation at a lower cost. If so, you can pass on some of these cost savings to the supplier. To calculate outbound capacity utilization, planners total the shipping requirements forecast for the year and compare this against outbound shipping capacity. When the organization owns its own shipping fleet, this step is especially needed, as it can help justify the acquisition or liquidation of trucks, trailers, or railcars. Note that owned capacity should maximize utilization, such as by operating multiple shifts or efficiently planning routes before resorting to the decision to increase the number of assets. Even when organizations only contract for transportation, planners can use the information to arrange for long-term shipping contracts or to negotiate freight rates. The information will also help when developing a transportation budget.